Ola mngela emweni ngenjabulo nguntu ngamili inkomo.
Lo sithandekile mhlanga.
Endabeni zethu lamhlanje
sekukhona eqinisweni izigameko eziningi lapho esibona amaphoyisa edubula ebulale abantu esimeni osibonayo ukuthi bekungafanele ukuthi ngabe kwenzeke ngaleyo ndlela.
Sokuqhamuke ukufuthelana phakathi kweleZimbabwe leleSouth Africa kulandela ukudutshulwa kwesiphathamandla sesigodlo seZimbabwe kulelo lizwe lipholisa.
Uhulumende weMelika senikeze eleZimbabwe imali engangezigidi ezilitshumi zamadola yokuphathisa abalambayo ikakhulu emaphandleni endaweni ezingatholanga isivuno esihle.
Umqeqeshi weqembu leChicken Inn uMandla Mpofu usebeke phansi izikhali ngemva kokunqotshwa kweqembu lakhe ngelewange nge-2-1 ngomgqibelo.
Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye ziyalandela.
Uqhamuka ukufuthelana phakathi kweleZimbabwe leleSouth Africa kulandela ukudutshulwa kwesiphathamandla sesigodlo seZimbabwe kulelo lizwe lipholisa. Lanxa amapholisa leziphathamandla zikahulumende wakweleSouth Africa beyalile ukukhuluma ngalolu daba, omunye owazi ngokwenzakalayo utshele iStudio 7 ukuthi isigodlo seZimbabwe silobele uhulumende wakweleSouth Africa incwadi etshengisa ukusola okukhulu kwesehlakalo lesi. Umoyi umnumzana lakhe akuyeri ubikwa ubesemoteni yakhe lomngane wakhe bemelele omunye omngane wabo balandwa lipholisa ebeligqoke impahla zabantu makhaza ephethe isibhamu. Bathe bezama ukubaleka imota yatshayelela ipholisa leli lahle labatshaya ngenhlamvu ezimbalwa, kwafa uhakuyeri umngane wakhe wasinda kodwa elimele okwesabekayo.
Umngane kaKwiri kaqanjwanga ngegama kodwa ubikwa esesibhedlela lapho alindwe khona ngamapholisa. Lesi sehlakalo senzakala uhulumende wakwele South Africa ephakathi kwemizamo yokuphathisa uhulumende weZimbabwe ukuvuselela inotho yelizwe. Ngeviki edluleyo iqule labo somabhizimusi bakwele South Africa beliseZimbabwe ukuzokhulumisana leziphathamandla zeZimbabwe phezu kokuvuselela amankampani avalwayo. Ingcwethi ecubungula ezombusazwe umnumzana Zenzo Nkomo utshele uChris Gande ukuthi uhulumende wakwele South Africa uza kwenza imizamo yonke yokulungisisa lolu daba.
Ngokwesimo Gandhi esingakhona la eSouth Africa, umthetho nokusebenza kwamaphoyisa kuyinto kwesinye isikhathi ekithande ukudida kakhulu umphakathi nje waseSouth Africa wonkana, ngoba sekukhona eqinisweni izigameko eziningi lapho esibona amaphoyisa edubula ebulale abantu esimeni osibonayo ukuthi bekungafanele ukuthi ngabe kwenzeke ngaleyo ndlela. Esimeni lapha akade ubona ukuthi ibikhona enye indlela umuntu oyiphoyisa otrainile akade engenza ngayo ukuthi agweme ukuthi kungabi khona ukufa kwabantu. Kodwa ke isikhathi esiningi uthola ukuthi ke kuba khona ke izehlakalo esifana naso lesi esenzeke kule security esebenza ku embassy yeZimbabwe ukuthi umuntu avele adutshulwe ngaphandle kokuthi kube khona okuthila kade kungalida eqinisweni ukuthi umphefumulo womuntu ungazi uphume.
Sixwayiso bani ongasipha abantu ikakhulu abavela kwamanye amazwe ababe bevakatshile kumbe besebenza khona ngapho eSouth Africa?
Isixwayiso kanti ikhona nje ukuthi abantu kufanele baqaphele. Kodwa-ke futhi ngesikhathi esifanayo uzoqaphela kanjani ngoba ubugebengu bukhule kakhulu kulelizwe ikakhulukazi kulesikhathi sonyaka lapho unyaka ususiye emaphethelweni. Kuvamise ukuba neyigameko eziningi zobugebengu ezenzekayo. Okwenzeke lapha ukuthi lona oyiphoyisa ubengagqokanga uniform. Ayikho into evele yambonisa ukuthi uyipholisa kulaba bantu njengobani egcine ebadubula. Kwenza ukuthi noma ngabe singathi thina umuntu kaqaphele, kodwa-ke usuka ungazi ukuthi lona oyabe ekukhulumisa noma oyabe eza kuwe ebonakalisa ukuthi uphethe into eyisibhamu uyabe lipholisa na. Kodwa-ke kungcono-ke esimeni uma umuntu eza kuwena egqoke uniform nawe uzobona ukuthi ipholisa langempela leli. Kodwa-ke esimeni somuntu ongagqokanga uniform kukhona yena njengephoyisa okufanele akwenze ukuqala.
Umnumzana Zenzo Nkomo yingcwethi ecubungula izombusazwe.